brought to you by Penguin.
A Walk from the Wild Edge by Jake Tyler. Read by Jake Tyler. The terrain on the upper section of Ben Nevis looked like the surface of the moon. No plants, no grass, no fungi, no life at all. Just a vast plain of small grey rocks edging towards the sky. As I perched 1,000 metres above the Nevis forest, breathing plumes of thick mist, I noticed a little white bird that had landed 10 yards or so away from me, on a rock in the gap between two precipices. It was a snow bunting. Some people, I'd heard, climbed the mountain just to catch a glimpse of it. It glanced nonchalantly at me, sharing the moment before it took off and plunged into the dense white cloud between the rocks. In those few seconds of silent appreciation, I realised that I was completely at ease in my surroundings, at ease in myself. I belonged there almost as much as the bunting. And as I continued my ascent, the sound of rocks crunching beneath my boots, my thoughts drifted back to that morning when I'd forgotten that it was possible to feel so alive. Chapter 1. March 2016. In the past month, I'd thought of 9 or 10 ways I could do it. Sticking my head in the oven felt like it would leave the least amount of mess. Using a knife would take some serious bottle, more than I felt I had. And while throwing myself in front of a train at Stratford would probably get the job done, the psychological impact on the driver and everyone on the platform was just too awful to think about, and not something I wanted to be held responsible for. I'd been living like a wounded animal for weeks, too hurt to move, begging to be put out of its misery. I longed to eat something I didn't know I was allergic to be stabbed in the street, to have an undiagnosed heart condition. But of all the versions of death I could dream up, the one I fantasised about the most was jumping from the room on the fourth story above the bar. I imagined standing on the ledge, staring down at a world I didn't understand, a world full of people I didn't feel any sort of kinship with. I imagined a sudden gust of wind, cold and hostile, slapping me across the face before I took one last breath of dank, polluted London air and released myself from the ledge and from my rotten, disintegrated life. Feeling the briefest rush of terror and adrenaline course through me as I plunged head first towards the pavement. And then, just like that, it'd all be over. Dreamless sleep forever and ever. No pain, no hate, no sadness. Abrupt, blissful nothingness. But despite obsessing about death, allowing the image of falling through the air to get clearer and more visceral over time, the thought of killing myself was a desire, not an option. I honestly never thought I'd go through with it, at least not until that morning. My shift had ended early. Bethnal Green Road had been quiet even for a weeknight, resulting in probably the most peaceful evening I'd seen at the Well and Bucket since I'd agreed to take over as manager 8 months previously. It was typically a very busy haunt, located off the top of Brick Lane on the fashionable Shoreditch-Bethnal Green border. It was renowned for good food and good, interesting booze, and was tastefully decorated with dark wooden floors, a polished brass bar, and crumbling tiles from Britain's Regency era clinging desperately to the walls. It served as a landmark of sorts, a solid piece of London's social history, and it remained a popular choice with the hordes of young professionals and artisan spirit purveyors of East London. After over a decade spent slinging pints and mopping up vomit in Brighton's thriving but slightly mucky bar scene, I'd been excited to be asked to oversee a venue with that much class and history. However, only a couple of months in, my initial enthusiasm had begun to fade, and my excitement about landing the dream job was replaced by an intense, rotting feeling inside me that I didn't understand. Something was happening to me. Something was wrong. What terrified me the most was that I didn't know how to fix it. That night, after ushering out the last few stragglers, I cashed up and joined my staff for a post-shift drink.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?